Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Nerve by Kevin J. Tracy, MD, introduces readers to the vagus nerve as a central communications highway linking the brain with the heart, lungs, gut, and immune system. Drawing on decades of neuroscience and clinical research, Tracy explains how this single nerve helps regulate inflammation, stress physiology, mood, and organ function through measurable reflexes. The book connects foundational biology with a modern medical shift, treating disease not only with drugs, but by modulating neural circuits that control immune and metabolic responses. Tracy is widely associated with the development of bioelectronic medicine and with research into the inflammatory reflex, a mechanism by which the nervous system can dial immune activity up or down. In an accessible, story-driven approach, the book frames vagus nerve science as both a lens for understanding many chronic conditions and a practical guide to emerging therapies, from implanted stimulators to non-invasive techniques being tested across multiple disorders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the vagus nerve is the body-wide control network. A core theme is that the vagus nerve is not just another anatomical structure, but a command and feedback system that continually samples the body and adjusts internal state. The book emphasizes how vagal pathways carry sensory information from organs to the brain and then deliver outgoing signals that influence heart rate, breathing patterns, digestion, and other automatic functions. This two-way design helps explain why vagal activity is linked to feelings of calm or threat, and why disruptions can show up as symptoms that seem unrelated, such as digestive upset alongside anxiety or fatigue. Tracy uses this framework to show that many chronic problems are not purely local organ failures, but system-level dysregulation, where signaling between brain and body becomes distorted. Readers learn to think in circuits rather than isolated symptoms, which clarifies why interventions that change neural tone can affect multiple body systems at once. The discussion also demystifies common measures such as heart rate variability by positioning them as rough windows into autonomic balance rather than magical scores. By treating the vagus nerve as a unifying pathway, the book sets up later chapters about reflexes, inflammation control, and novel treatments that work by engaging these circuits. Secondly, the inflammatory reflex and the nervous system role in immunity, one of the most distinctive contributions highlighted in the book, is the idea that the immune system is regulated by neural reflexes, not only by chemical signals and immune cell interactions. Tracy popularizes the inflammatory reflex, describing it as a feedback loop in which immune activity is sensed and then moderated through vagus-linked pathways. In this view, inflammation is not merely an immune response that happens to the nervous system, it is partly governed by the nervous system. This perspective reframes conditions characterized by persistent inflammation, including some autoimmune and metabolic disorders, by asking whether the body has lost the ability to turn inflammatory responses off at the right time. The book explains why chronic inflammation can be so damaging, affecting tissues and organ function over years, and why standard anti-inflammatory drugs can be helpful yet limited when the underlying control loop remains unstable. By focusing on reflex-based regulation, Tracy provides a rationale for therapies that attempt to restore proper signaling rather than simply block inflammatory molecules. The reader comes away with a clearer sense of how brain-body communication shapes immune outcomes and why modulating nerves could become a mainstream strategy alongside pharmaceuticals. Thirdly, bioelectronic medicine and vagus nerve stimulation as therapy. The book explores how discoveries about vagal circuits have led to the rise of bioelectronic medicine, an approach that uses targeted electrical stimulation to influence specific neural pathways involved in disease. Tracy discusses vagus nerve stimulation in broad terms as a platform rather than a single treatment, noting that different stimulation parameters and targets can produce different physiological effects. This helps readers understand why implantable devices have already been used for certain neurological conditions and why researchers are expanding trials to inflammatory and immune-mediated diseases. The narrative highlights the practical logic of neuromodulation. If a reflex circuit is misfiring, carefully applied stimulation may nudge it back toward healthy regulation without the systemic side effects that can accompany drugs that circulate throughout the body. The book also addresses the challenges, such as identifying the right patients, choosing biomarkers that show whether a circuit is responding, and engineering devices that are precise, safe, and durable. Importantly, Tracy places device-based treatment within a larger shift toward personalized, mechanism-driven care, where the goal is to match therapy to a patient-specific pattern of dysregulation rather than treating everyone the same way. Fourthly, stress, resilience, and the vagal link to mind-body health. Another major topic is how vagal activity intersects with stress physiology and emotional regulation. The book explains that the vagus nerve is deeply embedded in autonomic balance, influencing how the body transitions between mobilization and recovery. When stress responses stay elevated, sleep, digestion, immune control, and mood can all suffer, creating a reinforcing loop of discomfort and worry. Tracy uses vagus-centered science to show why calming the nervous system is not only psychological advice, but can have measurable physiological consequences. The reader is encouraged to see resilience as partly biological, shaped by how efficiently the body can return to baseline after challenge. While the book does not treat the vagus nerve as a cure-all, it frames vagal tone as one meaningful factor among many that influences health trajectories. This perspective can help readers interpret why interventions that support recovery, such as consistent sleep timing, aerobic conditioning, breath-focused relaxation, and social connection, often have wide-ranging benefits. By grounding these ideas in neurophysiology, the book offers a credible bridge between everyday wellness practices and clinical concepts like autonomic regulation and inflammatory control. Lastly, practical ways to engage vagal reflexes and evaluate claims. The book also equips readers to think critically about the growing ecosystem of vagus nerve advice, devices, and wellness trends. It distinguishes between established medical uses of stimulation, emerging research areas, and speculative claims that overpromise. Tracy's scientific orientation encourages readers to ask practical questions: what mechanism is proposed, what evidence supports it, and what outcomes are realistic for a given condition. Within that cautious stance, the book points to accessible strategies that may influence vagal-related physiology, especially those that improve autonomic flexibility and reduce sustained stress load. These include structured breathing patterns, physical activity that improves cardiovascular fitness, and routines that support restorative sleep, all of which can shift the body toward recovery states. The book's value lies in linking these practices to a coherent biological story, rather than presenting them as vague self-care. It also helps readers understand that individual response varies, and that severe or persistent symptoms warrant medical evaluation rather than DIY experimentation. By combining optimism about neuromodulation with a clear respect for evidence, the book becomes a guide for navigating what is helpful, what is unproven, and how to integrate new insights responsibly into a broader health plan. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a scientifically grounded explanation of why the vagus nerve matters, including health-curious general audiences, patients exploring inflammation-related or stress-linked symptoms, and clinicians or students looking for a clear big-picture narrative. It can benefit a reader's life by offering a unifying framework for understanding how stress, immunity, digestion, and mood connect through brain-body circuits, making health choices feel more coherent and less like random hacks. Rather than promising instant fixes, it clarifies what vagal regulation is, what it is not, and why restoring balance often requires both medical insight and lifestyle consistency. Compared with many popular nervous system books, The Great Nerve stands out for its direct connection to modern neuroscience and to the development of bioelectronic medicine, explaining not only practices, but also the mechanisms that inspire new therapies. It also helps readers evaluate products and claims with more rigor, reducing the risk of chasing fads. For anyone who wants to understand the next frontier where neurology, immunology, and technology overlap, it is a worthwhile purchase that balances accessibility with serious scientific ambition. If you would like to support Kevin J. Tracy, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.